It is 8:07 on your Wednesday morning. It's April 24th. It is sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Kind of chilly right now, though, 36. But a high today, topping out near 60. Can't go wrong with that. It is time for the Paws Pet of the Week, brought to you in part by Floyd County Medical Center and L&J Industries, helping pets find their forever home. With a twist this morning, it is the Paws Pet of the Week, but we don't have a pet this week. The topic, of course, we're going to be talking to volunteering with the Paws Humane Society Volunteer Coordinator, Dana Detmer Olson. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. I'm really surprised you actually had time to come in here, because you're always gung-ho about filling the volunteer calendar at Paws Humane Society.
Yes, and it's definitely time to do it, because May is coming right up.
That's right. May is right around the corner. And of course, there's plenty of things to volunteer for at Paws Humane Society, whether it be cleaning cats, or cleaning the cat cages, I should say, or the dog kennels. Plenty of things to do for volunteering. Talk about volunteering at Paws.
Yeah, just like you said, there's always things to do. Right now, especially looking for volunteers that are willing to clean dog kennels, walk the dogs, feed them. Most of our volunteers do things in the evenings. On weekends and mornings, we have people that are non-volunteers, I guess you'd call them employees.
Sure.
But, dog people are especially what we're looking for right now.
Dog people. And, of course, I volunteer on, I think it's like every other Tuesday at the Paws Humane Society. I'm the type that likes to do the cats and the dogs at the same time on the same day. So, that's obviously a possibility, too. And I'm more of a night person when it comes to cleaning. So, yeah, that's so me coming there kind of later at night.
And you're a rare volunteer that does want to do cats and dogs both, because that takes a little longer.
It does. I'm generally there maybe about 1 to 2 hours each and every other Tuesday, I should say. So, I mean, it's not a huge commitment by any means, but, the dogs and cats there appreciate seeing other faces at the shelter as well.
Yes, we have volunteers that volunteer once a month, twice a month, three times a month. It's really all up to you and your schedule.
That's right. I wish I could do it every day, but obviously that's not possible for everybody. So there is things to volunteer for. How do we reach out to Paws Humane Society to volunteer?
You can go to our website and fill out a volunteer application, or actually you could text me. My number is 641-330-7105, or contact the Paws Facebook page.
All right. Well, you do an amazing job at it. As a matter of fact, there's times I forget to text you back when you confirm my date, so I appreciate your reminders each and every time. So,
yes.
So easy to work with. I appreciate that. And so does every other volunteer at Paws as well. So thank you for all you do. Now, there is a couple of events coming up, one of which is already on Friday. Do you want to talk about some upcoming fundraisers for Paws?
Yeah. Friday, April 26th, this Friday, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., we have Snuggle and Read at Prologue Books and Wine. Paws will be bringing adoptable cats and dogs to the bookstore to meet children and be read to. We did this last year, and it was so much fun. It was a big success.
It sounds like fun.
So
I'm hearing the chatter on, seeing the chatter on Facebook on this already, too. So If you're interested in going to that, there is an event page on the Paws Humane Society Facebook page you can check out and click to see if you're going or not. So that is set for this coming Friday, already in May, early to mid-May, Saturday, May 11th, I should say, is another fundraiser, Tattoos for Paws Rescues. Give us an update on that, Dana.
That's at Emerald Ink in Mason City, and you'll have to wait in line. It's a first-come, first-serve, and there's a flash sheet of tattoos, and it's on our website and our Facebook page. And a flash sheet is just this is what you can get. You can't pick out one and bring it in.
Sure.
You get what is already picked out, and there's about 50 of them you can pick from.
And that was the case last year, too, and the demand on this is just awesome
to
see.
It is incredible. People line up around the corner, down the street. Tattoos cost $50 each. Okay. And 75% of that comes back to paws.
Oh, wow.
So it's incredible.
That is awesome. So that is set for Saturday, May 11th, once again at Emerald Inc. in Mason City, 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. And like Dana said, the demand is there, so you're going to have to wait in line, but that doesn't stop anybody else from waiting in line. They'll wait there for hours. And, of course, another event on tap is Saturday, June 1st. It's kind of the same event that we've had year after year, only with a new name, the Paws Along the Cedar 5K. I love that name. Give us an update on that.
You can walk or run the Paws 1 mile or 5K with or without your dog along the Cedar River. The route will start and end at Tellurian Brewery, and it's a Saturday morning. Early registration ends on May 13th, so that's coming up. That guarantees you a bag and a shirt with this year's logo, designed by our Paws volunteer Ashley Kabrick Schmidt, and printed by M. Prints Inc. in Charles City. You can register online on our website or pick up a paper registration from the Paws office.
All right.
Shelter this weekend if you want. We're open from 11 to 2 on Saturdays and 1 to 3 on Sundays.
All right, perfect. And something else I forgot to even bring up. This is set for, May 8th. It's Paws Humane Society and Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital. The Chips for Pets event, if I can get that out there. That is May 8th. Talk about that a little bit.
It's a Chips for Pet microchip clinic at Avenue of the Saints Animal Hospital. You can bring one or two pets to get microchipped for $10 each, and that's quite the savings.
Yes, it is.
Microchipping your pet ensures they make it home safely and quickly if they're ever lost. Anyone who finds the pet can take it to a local veterinarian or shelter to be scanned, and if the chip is registered, it goes into a national database, and you can also report your pet as lost with the microchip number. And we're able to hold three of these microchip clinics in 2024, thanks to funding PAWS received through the Floyd County Community Foundation.
Oh, excellent.
So we really appreciate that.
And definitely. So this is clinic number one for
yes,
this year?
Yes, I think so, yes.
So two more to come this year. So the first one, May 8th, 9 a.m. until noon, and then again 1 until 4 p.m. Details on all these events are online at pawsatcharlescity.com and on the Facebook page as well. Anything else to share?
We have our Paws Nights at Tellurian Brewery. Those will be June 13th, July 11th, and August 8th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And we'll have adoptable cats and dogs available for adoptions for you to play with. And donations are always greatly appreciated.
Oh, perfect. I love the teamwork of the brewery and Paws.
Yes.
That's awesome. Bringing out the animals out there and having a good time on a Friday, Saturday night. Well, thank you very much, Dana, for joining us. It's been a pleasure, and hope to see you again here on the radio soon.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That was Dana Detmer Olson, the volunteer coordinator at Paws Humane Society here in Charles City as part of the Paws Pet of the Week. It's 8:16 with NXS.